are delighted to bring you more information from Spirit. And if you look on the information today about today's message, we're going to be talking about this wonderful date, August the 8th of 2008. And I'm sure most of you have been watching television at some point, seeing the news at some point, and are so aware of how China and so many other people have considered this date, August 8th of 2008. We have three eights in it, of course, and that brings in numerology, it brings in astrology, and everybody who follows those disciplines has their own interpretation of what that means. The Chinese, of course, they believe that that is prosperity, and so many of the Chinese got married on that date. Now, let's look at this from the perspective of metaphysics. If you consider the number eight and you turn it on the on its side, the eight, of course, becomes the infinity symbol. And August 8th, 2008, of course, has three infinity symbols in that date. And so from the point of view of metaphysics, this becomes a very important date outside of numerology and astrology and people's concepts of particular periods that are most auspicious. I went to the Earth records to find out about this date that had three infinity symbols in it. And for those of you who are starting to remember Atlantis, you know that the infinity symbol was extremely important. The high priest used the infinity symbol on the staff that they carried, because the infinity symbol meant more than just the infinity symbol. The infinity symbol meant God, the supreme being. And so those who taught in Atlantis wore that symbol, as I said, upon their staff. They wore it. Isis, for instance, wore the infinity symbol on her belt that had gold links, and it circled her waist, it clipped together, and then went down to the edge of her robe. There were many who were on the leading edge of leading the spiritual life in Atlantis, and they used this symbol in many pieces of adornment. So it was an extremely important date in my mind. And I felt it was important to go to the Earth records and see what Spirit had to say about this particular date. We've had several shows where we have discussed aspects of how, when an individual comes into this lifetime, how they plan their life. They choose the parents. They choose the date that they are going to come. And the date that they are born has to do with astrology, numerology, the configurations of the planets in the solar system, which allow certain energies to come forth that helps them in their mission. They are also allowed to work with a mission and choose those who will work with them. But even more telling is, as they are reviewing their lifetime and the choices that they have, the different paths that they might take, it is like they're looking on a computer screen. I know it's hard to imagine this, but maybe there are some there who even remember this, planning your own individual life in this incarnation. And there is also a backdrop, because as you are reviewing your life, you are also seeing, well, you're seeing your possibilities, but you're also seeing world events. And so many times, for those who remember these pre-lifetime information sessions, so to say, there is a connection between events in your life and the events that are going on in the world. And we talked about this on one of our other shows, how some of the earth changes that we are seeing starts little triggers of anxiety because you don't always understand the connection. You feel the fear. And we talked about how one stands in the midst of the turmoil, how they can be balanced, how they can live their lives knowing that they are protected. So this is very important information because it discussed those who are moving to the other side, how it was their choice, how they chose to be in the places that would where they would transition, whether it is in a vast event like the earthquakes in China. All is, shall we say, in divine order. All is working along for a reason. And sometimes we don't see these reasons, but they are there. And so this particular date, August 8, 2008, is another date that triggers your mind because it is an extremely important date. It's a date that we call time markers. And these time markers trigger something in your consciousness. And I think this particular time marker has a great appeal for all of those on Earth who are aware of the Olympics going on at the present moment, and you're also aware of new emotions that are coming within your heart. And if you're interested in this message, I have put up the complete reading in the spiritual notebook so that you can go and read some of the details there. And so what the Earth Record says is there are two aspects of this date, one for China and one for ourselves. And so what I'm going to do is touch on China. And as you're probably aware, China has been a closed society for a long time of its history. And even listening to some of the newscasters, they talked about only one particular period in China when they were open to the rest of the world. But for the most of the time, they have been a closed society. And what I got from the Earth Records about that, I found very fascinating that the Chinese chose to follow this path for the development of their own national identity and also their own spiritual path as a country and also as an individual. And if you watch the beautiful ceremonies of the opening of the Olympics, you could see some of this illustrated in their artwork, their philosophies, the way they look at nature, the combination of the water and the earth. And so they went within themselves. They learned about the gentle movements of the body through their Tai Chi. They learned about the interrelationships between nature and the human being. And so you can see, being a closed society, how they were able to draw upon these great points of knowledge because they were, in a sense, introspective. They couldn't have been introspective if they had been a nation that had a great interchange with others. True, when nations have great interchange with others, they pick up some of the glories of each particular culture and make it part of their own. But as you can see, the Chinese chose to go within and build their own culture. Of course, like any culture, it's not 100% the way you might view it and say, oh, that's perfect. But they learned a great deal from life as a closed society. However, this 888 is the moment of change for them. And that is what was so beautiful about this message, is it represents a gradual opening up of the country's persona as a citizen. They're ready, they're interested in joining the world in the direction of their growth. And so what the reading said in the Earth Records, that this has been happening on a gradual basis, but it's stepping up now because they have manufacturing opportunities. They're coming in contact with people from other countries, and they have, their citizens have been interacting with the world using the internet and other forms of communication. So you might say, now is their time to open up to the world, that the Chinese want to be a citizen of the world now. And so they are proud of their long years of culture and how they trained their connection to their spirit, as we said, the world of art and nature and understanding of the human physical. And now it is time for them to release their hearts and souls to join the rest of society. I was particularly, I guess the word is awe. It certainly did grab my imagination when they opened up the this beautiful ceremony with some words of Confucius about friends gathering together, and isn't that wonderful? And so right from the very beginning, they expressed this understanding that there should be cooperation among the people of the world, and I just loved it. So that moment is coming when they are going to be ready to lead, but through the perspective of cooperation. They want to respect other countries, and they want other countries to respect their nature. And so there is opening in that country like this beautiful flower that is opening, and the individuals are going to be more open. The country is going to be more open, but it is going to take time. But that is what this 888 means, the infinity symbol. The spiritual infinity symbol, meaning God and infinity, is this moment that is like a breath of fresh air, wakening up the Chinese heart to the cooperation and love in the human community. And so they have the works of their past great philosophers, where the dignity of the individual was important. And what the readings of the record said is this will shine forth again and act as a foundation for the current expression of the Chinese. So let's take a little moment for the time marker for humanity. And I think this is an important message also, the time marker for humanity. This is a time marker for the Chinese, but my friends, this is a time marker for us also, because just think about what it feels like, these three infinity symbols that mean God, God, God. For us, it means that we are feeling like we want the shackles of domination to fall away. We want the freedom. We want the spiritual influences to start to permeate the human race. And here we are in the midst. It is like looking at black and white, the greed of some corporations that are sucking the lifeblood out of humanity. We are going down into, how shall we say, a depth of understanding injustices. And what that is like and we are being given the opportunity to make choices, and we know what our choice is. This is our time marker. We want we do not want to be subjugated to the dark anymore. And so what this time marker is the feeling of being free, knowing that freedom, cooperation, brotherhood, and love will start to mobilize the mind and hearts of humans as the energy of this date works its way from the heart to the mind and to the determination of expression. And so, my friends, this is such a joyful moment. This is the beginning of a great energy of peace, which is being released to the world. And what the Earth records have to say is that while this is going on, the change is not going to be immediate. And it is because there is this group that has decided that they will not give up their power. And so it is going to take time for these energies to be released through the human being and to start to be expressed indeed. But my friends, it will come. It will come because this energy cannot be denied in the hearts of the masses. And we see it in so many places of the world. The masses have in their heart this desire to be free. And this is the moment when this energy is releasing it, and it will become irresistible as it percolates through the different societies of the people of the world. And what is so remarkable is the records say we will start to see real changes in the world within the next 6 months. And they say, mind you, the confrontations will seem to intensify as those who wish to be free will confront those who wish to control. So, know that there will be much in the way of warring energies, but it has a purpose, as the yoke of oppression is in the process of being overthrown. And I felt this so greatly, my friends, when I was saddened to look at the confrontation that is going on in Georgia, and I don't mean in the U.S., but over there in neighboring states with Russia. You know, more tanks are being thrown in against other people. More people are dying. And so, yes, it is following along as the reading is saying that we will be swept up in warring energies. But my friends, take heart. This has a purpose. The yoke of oppression is in the process of being overthrown. They also, the records mention that there will be an intensifying of earth changes. And of course, all those that I had spoken to on the other side have come forth and told me this, that there's going to be more by way of volcanic activity. The storms that we have been suffering from within the summer and the spring will intensify. This is all part of this great change. And it appears to me, and when I saw the energy, it was like two giant waves coming at one another. We see a wave, it breaks its white caps, and then the energy of the wave moves towards the shore. But what I saw in this energy was not the case. They were two giant waves coming and struggling against one another, pounding one another. This is the energy that we are being faced with today, the energy of those who wish to control and the energy of those who wish to be free. And so it is understandable that we are going to have this kind of change. And the information continues. The the financial markets will still seem to be unstable. There are several messages on that I have put up from Earth Records, from Pope John Paul, and from others that have given information about the financial records, financial markets, and what is in the near future. But they assure us that the banking system is not going to fail, that these particular things that are happening today is because of the greed factor in the many segments of our life. And in this particular reading, this is a learning lesson for those who wish to control the financial markets. And this particular sentence has been given to me many times. One cannot take what belongs to your brother and not have consequences. And we are seeing that. The monopolies, the greed factor. And it also says, goods and services must be honorably priced and workers must be given an honorable wage. These lessons have not been learned yet, and in the learning process, there will be great struggles. Peace, honor, equality, and respect cannot come in a vacuum. The lessons cannot be learned until humanity sees both sides of the picture. And I'll end this with an interesting statement, I think. Those who run corporations will soon realize that they need the consumer, and you will eventually see a change from arrogance to cooperation. But this will take longer for this energy to work its way through this life wave. So, my dear friends, if you want to read the words, I kind of skimmed over the meaning of the message. It is there for you in the spiritual notebook. It is my reading on the Earth Records. And now we open up this particular portion of the show to your questions, comments, maybe your own impressions of the energies that you felt. It should have been a joyful time as you celebrated this date, or at least sat back and watched others celebrate the date. And so, my friends, the number here is 877-876-5227. I felt that this was an awesome message, one that gave or should give great feelings of, oh my goodness, we're almost there, aren't we? I know this has been a terrible struggle watching so much happen in the United States and in other countries where we've had so many downturns lately with the housing market. I mean, we have been battered in many areas, the cost of food, people paying for gasoline at the pump. And to me, this is a message of hope, a message of peace. And you see, many of you out there are feeling energies. I feel them and I also see them. And I have a call, and your name, please.
Hey, Carolyn, it's Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca. I think you're an energy person, aren't you?
Well, I really think so. I think that I've been hit a lot with what's going on, and it's caused me to be, like, introspective and not even wanting to go out into the world, so to speak.
Yes.
So I want to say it was really beautiful what you talked about with China and
yes.
How the Olympics marked this opening up, and also to show us or to tell us what it meant for them to be a closed community and how they could develop in certain areas, which we haven't been able to do because we've been so focused all over the world. So I thought that was really beautiful.
I thought that was real interesting. I never dreamed that that was a part of their choice as their path of enlightenment, which leads you to a thought, Rebecca, that there are so many paths to enlightenment, isn't it? And it's not necessarily the one that we have chosen. that each culture has their own path that they're following. I never thought about that until I read this in the Earth Records.
Right, and I think it's really good for us to hear that, because we think that our way is the only way. And it shows how limiting that can be, especially in the arts. And you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Creativity.
Yeah, I just thought that that was so beautiful, where it's the subtleties which are showing more of the power rather than the brute force, like you kind of talked about the two waves.
Yeah.
I got that vision of, like, wrestlers, how they kind of come at each other, and they push and they push, and whoever, you know, kind of maneuvers or is the strongest.
It's powerful. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So anyway, I was just calling in, and I wonder if you can I have felt this vague unrest, and I don't want to go to work. And Friday, I ended up just staying home, actually. And I'm not really too sure what's going on. So I don't know if you kind of have a take on that.
Well, I don't know that I have a take on that. I was talking to Charlene the other day. Charlene, the lady that works with me on the Saturday show, and she is an energy person also, and doesn't always understand what she is feeling, and she was saying the same thing, that she couldn't understand the feeling. Lethargic, is that a good word to describe how you were feeling?
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I have been going to this job that I really loved, and all of a sudden it's like I can't stand to go to it. There's been this total shift, and that's been very hard to deal with.
Where did you say you were going?
I was going to a new job.
A job.
And I really loved it. And all of a sudden, it seems like there's been a shift. And it's hard to go in. And it doesn't hold my interest like it used to. And I don't like being gone so many hours, because it's an hour each way commute. And
how about if we try to see what we can find out from your records?
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks.
I suspect that there's something going on here from your individual point of view, and also from what I'm hearing is the cosmic point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I can't explain this. I get so energized and excited. There is a joy. I guess a better word is joy. When I meet those on the other side and they are coming with an answer or with information,
mm-hmm.
and in this particular case, there is a cherubim angel standing there, and they are so glad to interact with humans and help them. And she has your particular record, and she is showing me the cover. It is designating the fact that when souls were created, you were called in on the ray of love. And so the energy that is supporting your journey, the energy that directs you in whatever path that you are taking, is being supported by the energy and the emotion of love. And you know, there are many who are supported by this energy. In other words, a librarian might be a librarian because she enjoys the love of reading.
Mm-hmm.
So we have many in society who are in many diverse roles because there is some aspect of love that they are bringing to the world. And so she is telling me that it's very important for you to understand that the energy that supports you and your mission, she's actually going a step further and saying your personal identity flows forth from this energy of love. Well, Rebecca, can you identify with that?
Yes. I'll be going down the road, and a little kid will look out a window, a car window, and he'll wave. Yeah, or they'll walk by me in the street, will pass, and they'll look up, mm-hmm. and they'll wave.
And so what she's saying by that is, since you are the energy-wise. I mean, you have many other aspects of your soul besides energy, but energy-wise, you are moving, and it is like I'm seeing this circular motion of energy that is propelling you forward is the energy of love. And that when a person feels that, that there are certain time markers in their own life preparing them for the next gigantic wave in this golden age.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a sense, you are becoming more introspective. Do you feel that?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
And the reason for this introspection is it has several reasons. One, so that you really start to understand and get to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's when you're focused, and actually, this is very interesting information, tying it in with China's introspection, that it is a time in your life that your soul is prompting you to be more introspective so that you understand the power of who and what you are, and that this is a very and what they're showing me is the energy of your life now is coming to a point where it is very serene. The energy now is moving along in a very serene manner. Now, that does not mean that all of the activities around you and the events that are coming to you in your life are necessarily going to be serene. But the energy that is driving the focus of your soul is in a very serene manner. This is what your soul is choosing for yourself at the moment. This ability to move through the world and through these events in a very serene and balanced nature.
Okay.
And so that this introspection is what you are at this moment to connect with, the serenity of what your soul is prompting you to be, this serene, balanced person, so that the events that will be swirling around you will not be a distraction, that you will know and understand who you are, and you will know and understand your strengths. And so this introspective period is about you knowing and understanding your strengths.
Okay.
Does that excite you?
Yeah, it does, actually. It does. It's being able to live in the world and focus on that sometimes is a conflict. You know what I mean?
It's exactly what it means.
Yeah, the 3D, in order to be able to, like, make money, in order to, you know, pay the rent and things like that.
And this is part of your individual soul evolving to the next higher level. And she is saying that it becomes very difficult for one to evolve to the next higher level when they are so enmeshed in being a part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That you can be in the world. And I know that you know this, Rebecca, but I'm also repeating this for others who are listening, that you can be in the world, but there is a part of you also that must stay within to understand your roots, to understand that your real focus right now is on your spiritual powers.
Okay.
And that is the direction that your soul is moving you towards. There is a call. Your soul is calling you, and you are responding to that call. You note this as lethargy, but the reason that you are feeling this is because there is a change in direction that is coming about in your life. You will still be part of the world, but there will be more of you that should be searching within to connect with your own personal power.
Okay.
So there you go, my darling.
Well, thank you very much. I haven't had an opportunity to listen to you in a while, and so it's great to connect with you again. I really appreciate it.
Oh, Rebecca, we're always glad when you come. We're delighted that you and the other listeners come. And, you know, it's interesting that you said that, because before I do a radio show, I pray over it. And one of the things that I pray is that I will give the message that people can relate to, but also those people who need to hear the message are out there listening to me.
Uh-huh. I tuned in a few minutes late, and right as you started about world changes, how they're affecting us, this is great. This is absolutely great. So,
well, see, you were urged, darling.
Yes, I was. Thank you very much. You have a great week.
You too, Rebecca.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, I loved hearing from Rebecca, and if there are others out there who wish to comment on how they feel, things that are happening in their lives, or have some insight to the Earth Records message that we gave today, give us a call, 877-876-5227, and we have another caller, and your caller, your name.
Hi, Carolyn. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How you doing?
Wasn't that an awesome message?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I thought so.
Definitely. Thank you.
Well, and you know what? It's in the midst of the world with what we might say oppressive, negative, dark energy, it's good to hear something that is lighter and brighter and can give us hope.
Right.
Because we still have a lot of challenges ahead of us. But it's good to know that somehow we are making our way through this, and it's going to be balanced, and everything's going to be okay. So what can we do for you today, Nancy?
Well, I'm hoping that the cherubims can help me help my husband. I know he's having problems, and I know he's in a lot of pain. But being around him anymore, you know, when you know who I am, you know how I am. I try to help. I try to understand. And I'm too giving in some ways when it comes from the heart.
Yes.
And I'm trying to help him. And he's just, it's getting to be where I prefer to be without than with. Because I want to help, but there's no acceptance isn't there.
Well, I think part of that, Nancy, is you really understand a lot more of the situation than what you are allowing yourself to accept. And you have this great giving heart. And you have empathy for those who suffer. And it's very important for you not to take on the suffering of others. It's one of those things that we probably have alerted you to in the past about not taking on the burdens of others.
Right.
In other words, you can help them. But know that each individual has to work out some things for themselves. And, see, one of the clues there is he doesn't seem to be willing to come to you for help. Did I understand that correctly?
Well, it's not that he's not willing, but just to give you an example, his pain level's really high right now. And I try to help him by making sure he's taking pain pills right now before he sees his doctor on Wednesday. And he has all this negative feelings in him, and he's, I ask him, you know, whether he's tired or if he's in pain, and he jumps back and, you know I'm in pain. You know, it's not that I'm tired, I can't sleep, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just not an answer. He just goes into a mini tirade.
Well,
and
you
it's
know,
like it's not even worth saying anything to him.
I will tell you this, Nancy, and I think you know this because you've been in pain yourself. Chronic pain is very difficult to endure, and carry on what seems like a civil conversation with another person. Chronic pain is one of the most difficult things in life to bear. In other words, if something is hurting all the time, it is so difficult to be upbeat and to say kind things to other people and think of their comfort. And that is the nature of pain. I mean, anybody who is in constant pain and they can look at another person and speak to them with joy, I mean, they're beyond being human, I think. So what is really your question? You have a question that you want me to go to the cherubim with, and I understand, you know, your husband being in pain, but what question did you want to ask them?
Okay, let's see.
Because you're talking, giving us really a general statement about a situation,
mm-hmm.
and you're not really asking a question. And I understand, you know, your empathy for your husband, and I also understand that you have to hold your energy. You cannot give your energy away, because you have your own challenges, and if you give all of your energy away, you won't be able to function.
Correct.
So, what question would we ask?
What would they suggest I do to keep moving forward on my own?
Now, is this with or without the influence of your husband?
With or without, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just make sure I got this right. You want to know what the best path for yourself is to move forward. Is that
Yes. Active?
Well, that's a very interesting question, one that many have. Let's see what they say. Actually, there's two of them there.
Oh, my.
See, you can't just attract one. You've got to attract twice the amount.
What can I say?
And they have what looks like a scroll that they have opened up, except I guess it's more like this beautiful wide ribbon more than a scroll. And each of them are holding an end of it. And there is written on this, they're going to have to interpret this for me because it almost looks like Hebrew. It's a language that I don't recognize, but to me it looks like what might be called like an ancient Hebrew. So I have to ask them what all of this means. And, oh, they're telling me to make sure that I tell you that the color of the ribbon is turquoise. did we need to tell you that?
Oh my.
You know about the turquoise, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the color of the cherubim. They wanted me to repeat that. And what I'm seeing in the letters is sometimes the letters appear gold and sometimes the letters appear like with black ink. So let's see what they have to say about this. Oh, part of what I'm seeing in the black ink is what you have already accomplished here on Earth in your activities. And the gold print is like the path that is before you. That and what you've already accomplished is a relatively small amount of the message. The larger amount of message that is in front of you, that is what is in front of you. That we've talked about you working at night during sleep time with the different elements that you work with regards to the planet. We spoke to you about that. And that is the message that is in the black print. In other words, you're already doing that. This is what you have accomplished. The other part, what you have not accomplished, is this very long part of the message that is in the gold. And when I look at that part of the message, the gold is so brilliant. This is what you chose to do. That is part of God's plan for this planet. And this part of the message has to do with the ascension process that you are, so what you're accomplishing here, you know about, you're doing in the sleep state. The other part that you have not come to pass, that has not come to pass, is the aspect that you will be working with during the ascension process. And this is what they are telling me is that, as you know, this is part of life that has not evolved yet. In other words, there is this great preparation towards moving to the higher levels, that the soul and the body will move together to the higher levels of vibration, and you will be working with that, and you will be helping others to do that. Now, your way of preparing for that, so what they're doing is they're laying out this map, so to speak, of what you have accomplished and what is before you, and your question is, what do you need to do to prepare yourself from the one aspect to the other? And so the way that you do that is it becomes very important to clear the etheric body. Now, you've been working with that and have called in on Saturdays when Charlene has been with us, and we have worked on helping to clear this. And they're saying that there is a lot more to do in this respect, that you can help yourself by scanning your body when you're in a meditative state. Find those places where you're feeling discomfort, call in the light, and then turn that energy of discomfort over to the light. You will be clearing past lifetimes, and this is very important that you have a lot to clear yet. Even though you think a lot has been cleared, they are mentioning about all the lifetimes that you've had on Earth that there is still more clearing to be done. So that part of it, do you think that you can do that, Nancy?
Yes.
Now, have you been doing that so far?
I've been doing a little bit at a time.
And that's good.
And I believe I'm successful at it. I, you know, call in for help to do it when I do it.
And that's good. You could call for help to call down the light. Now, it takes a little time for the light to get there. Do you call down the light as such?
Yes.
Have you gotten to the point where you see the light yet?
No.
Okay, well, then intuit it. In other words, you call down the light, you wait a little while, and if you're not seeing it, then you intuit the light. In other words, you sense when the light comes. Have you gotten to that point yet?
Not really. I'm just assuming that it's there.
And that's good. But at some point, you will be able to see it.
Okay.
And that's okay. Call in the others, clear it, do this, so that the physical body needs to be supported, and the way you support it with clearing the etheric, and you that would be the emotional body that is next to the physical, is what you're clearing. That they're telling me that the spiritual aspect, the spiritual body, is just about cleared, but it is these issues from past lifetimes. Keep working with that. So that's one issue. The second is, they are telling me to eat more foods closer to the earth. Do you understand what they mean by that?
Yeah, more organic, fresh.
Well, more whole foods that haven't been
processed.
Yeah,
haven't
been processed. So to eat more simply, and what they're showing me is that they're showing me the light force around the fruits and the vegetables, that if you would eat more of these in the whole state, and they are using the word organic, or from some local farm that does not use a lot of the chemicals. They might not be working in the full organic manner, but they're not using all the chemicals. And what they are showing me is that when you consume foods of this nature, that the life force from that particular food enters the body, enters the organs, and they're showing me this light, that is the light force going through bloodstream and supporting you in all levels of the physical. So the first thing, work with clearing the emotional energy body, eating foods that are have more life force to them. And they're saying that that is very important. And the third is the water that you are drinking. They're suggesting that you drink a little bit more. Are you drinking?
Yes, I'm drinking at least 10 to 12 glasses a day. And I basically don't drink too much of anything else. I still have one cup of coffee in the morning, but I plan next week to go every other week without a, or every other day without a cup.
Now, the water that you are drinking, does it have chlorine in it, or are you purifying it in any way?
I'm purifying it.
Good, yeah.
So drink more?
Well, they're saying to drink more, not necessarily at all at one time, but like throughout the day. Do you have stretches of time where you're not drinking water, maybe at work, or are you drinking water there?
I am drinking water there, too.
Well, they're suggesting that you drink a little bit more.
Okay,
How much are you drinking?
At least 10, well, I'd say 8 to 12 glasses a day.
Okay, so what is that, about a quart and a half?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, they're suggesting a little bit more. I don't think you have to go overboard with that, but they are suggesting a little bit more. And let me see if there's something else for you to do. What are you taking by way of supplements? Are you taking any kind of supplements?
Yes, I am. I'm taking digestive supplements.
And they're saying that's very good, that you need that.
Okay. And I've just gotten some stuff that I will be starting on Monday.
What is that?
Okay, I have thyroid caps that I was told to take, more magnesium and potassium.
Yeah, well, see, you get your potassium from your vegetables and fruits.
Okay.
The potassium that you get that is available in capsule form is not very much. If you look at the amount, and I'm not telling you suggesting that you not take it, but just compare some of the potassium found in natural foods and the potassium amount that you see in capsules. You'll see in the foods you get a lot more.
Okay.
But they're suggesting greens. There is different greens in the marketplace that you can take in a dried form or in a capsule. Do you eat a lot of greens?
I've been eating more fruit lately, which I know I need to eat more greens.
Well, they're suggesting to make it easier, because you'll get a lot more greens in your system if you use like I said, the flash dried greens. And dear, we've got to get off the phone. Can you believe the hour is up?
Oh my gosh!
Got to get off, darling.
Well, thank you so much,
Carolyn.
Goodbye
to you and everyone else. Would suggest to check our website, order a reading for yourself. Goodbye, all.